USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders are slamming the Biden administration's border policies.
Today we're seeing 3,000 or 4,000 illegal crossings a day at our southern border. It is a national crisis, and it needs to be confronted by President Biden, and he refuses to acknowledge this.
House Republican Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana. Scalise also saying there are super spreader caravans coming across our southern border, which is a reference to the coronavirus outbreak. Jury selection is moving forward in ex-cop Derek Chauvin's trial. The former Minneapolis police officer is accused of killing George Floyd and is facing charges of manslaughter and second-degree murder. Chauvin was originally charged with third-degree murder last October, but a judge dismissed it, saying it didn't apply to the case. Security is tight around the courthouse. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.